Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Hey, once again, that's the sound of rock cracking. You've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You got us here right here on webtalkradio.net. That's www.webtalkradio.net. Glad to have you. And we have continued to have some rock splitting politics when it comes to the Obamacare rollout. And so what does it mean? Well, today's show, our title is President Obama's Achilles heel is Obamacare. That's our title, that President Barack Obama's Achilles heel is Obamacare. We're going to explain that in just a minute. Let me go ahead and tell you about what we got on today's show, because we're going to have a clip from some of the Fox News roundtable. We have people like George Will, Tucker Carlson, Brett Baer, as they speak about some of this Obamacare rollout. I want you to hear what they have to say, and I can comment on it, but something that It's just almost unbelievable when you think about what's happened in just a couple of weeks, from the shutdown to where we are now, focusing on Obamacare. And I'm going to tell you some things you won't hear anywhere else, so you better stay tuned. And then we're going to get to a small part where Sean Hannity is interviewing Senator Rand Paul. Now, if you listened to last week's show, you know I got to meet with Senator Rand Paul a couple of weeks ago when I was in D.C., and shared some of the things he said there. But he's always right on the head when it comes to capitalism. He's going to tell some things that shares my concerns. And so I will play that clip with Senator Rand Paul on today's show. And this week's Tombstone of the Week Award would not be complete without the comments coming from those who've listened to me the last 3-4 years. You know, one of my quote favorite Democrats, and I say that with a lot of tickle in my throat, because Nancy Pelosi said something else that's just about as outrageous as you got to pass this bill to find out what's in it. So wait till you hear this week's Tombstone of the Week Award. And wow, we got a show packed in, ready to go. So let's get right with it. Do you believe like Pelosi believes? Do you believe like Harry Reid believes? Do you believe in the magic of Obamacare when President Barack Obama said your premiums will go down for a family over $2,000? Do you believe like President Obama believes? Do you believe in the magic of Obamacare? Well, if you do, if you believe in that magic, you know that the website is just grand. That you can go to the website and you can pick from several plans out there. Oh, there's so many companies that want your business. Did you know that? Just believe the hype. Do you believe in the magic of Obamacare? Well, believe me, the Democratic Party does. Believe me, everybody voted for Barack Obama to be elected and then reelected. They believe in the magic. And if you got somebody dancing in the White House saying, do you believe in the magic? And everybody says they believe in hope and change, hope and change. Everybody out there in internet radio land, swing your arms to the right, swing to the left, hope and change, hope and change. Do you believe in the magic of Obamacare? Wow. Did I hypnotize you? And if you just keep swinging back and forth, maybe you'll ask for a constitutional amendment so we can reelect this Messiah president for a third term. Isn't that just dandy? Do you believe it? Wow, we got a lot of folks believe in this Obamacare magic. And what happens when it hits the fan, when reality hits the fan? And that's what we're talking about in today's show. There is an Achilles heel in President Barack Obama's presidency. He has failed in so many ways. When you talk about the economy, you can talk about Fast and Furious, you can talk about the foreign matters debacle in Russia, in Syria, in Libya, Iraq, Iran, Israel. It goes on and on. The number of failures of this administration, yet no one holds him accountable. The press sticks their head in the sand. They've done it for 4 years. They want to make sure he's got reelected. But believe it or not, we got some press finally saying, you know, when something stinks, you just can't put a cover on it and say it's not there. And this Obamacare and the website for Obamacare is stinking. It is stinking. Somebody has led a stinker when it comes to Obamacare, and the American people are finding that out. So what happens with Achilles heel? Well, let me tell you right here is that for those who don't know what the Achilles heel is, you can go back in history, and Achilles heel was the mythology, the Greek god Achilles. Well, his mother was told that he was going to die young, so she dipped him in the river Styx, and supposedly, you know, she get protection, and Achilles became a great warrior. But, you know, when she dipped him in the river Styx, when he's a baby, she had to hold on to his heels. And by golly, he became a great warrior, but one day a poisonous arrow struck him in the Achilles heel, where he was not protected by the magic of the river Styx, and so he died. And the great warrior died. And that's the Achilles heel story in a nutshell. And what's happening right here when we talk about Obamacare rollout, the Affordable Care Act. Is it affordable when your premiums are skyrocketing around the country? Is it affordable when doctors say, you know, they're spending more time with the paperwork and a monotonous coding of the new coding that's required and mandated, and they'd rather be with patients? It's beginning to be that train wreck. It's nowhere close. And we're going to talk and see what George Will says about that in just a minute. And before we do, I just want to remind you that I've told you right here on this show so many times, we've covered Obamacare in so many ways, but the train wreck's here. The train wreck is here, and it's hurting people. And they're having to spend hours and hours on a computer, and some folks are just giving up. They gave up looking for jobs in this economy. Over 10 million people since President Barack Obama was elected. Over 10 million people have left the workforce. The unemployment figures are going down because people are leaving the workforce. Now, what does that mean? We got more people not working, and the people who are working are going to have to pay for all those that are on the wagon. Now, some people have to be on a wagon. Disability, retirement, they're getting elderly and they can't work. The young people are in school, they can't work. So who's pulling the wagon? Well, it's you and me and everybody else out there that's working. I'm glad I got a job. I work hard. But by golly, when 10 million people can't find work and they get out of the workforce and they say the unemployment's going down, we know we got a train wreck for the economy. And what's happening is it's tied to the Obamacare. And they're going to blame it on a shutdown and everything else. But what's happening is the figures are showing us that Obamacare is hurting the economy. When people lose their full-time job and go to part-time because of Obamacare, do they spend more money or less money? That answers my question. And who in the White House is talking about that? But the Achilles heel of President Barack Obama is coming to be Obamacare. It's supposed to be the signature law that no other president would get through. But by golly, President Barack Obama stood for him, and he got Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act. And that Affordable Act was put to us with false pretenses. Now, how can I say that? How many times can you play the tape that President Obama said with your family, your premiums will go down $2,000. That was a big, bodacious lie. Now, what happens when he said, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. We're hearing about in different states, Florida, 300,000 people losing their health care, getting notices they're being dropped. Other states, same thing, tens of thousands of workers, and it's adding up into the millions. And some people estimate 10 to 15 million will lose. And what happens is in these draconian laws, and this is all the stuff that when Nancy Pelosi says we have to pass it to find out what's in it, we're finding out if just one little thing, if you move your deductible, say, from $100 to $125, all of a sudden your policy's not grandfathered in because you changed it. Even little bitty things like that. And people are finding out. They're getting furious. They're getting upset. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty. Business does not like uncertainty. And so this Obamacare is becoming the Achilles heel of President Barack Obama's administration. You heard it first. We've talked about it here, but I'm telling you the Achilles heel means Obamacare is going to pass away. It's going to die a death. I wish it'd die a quick death and get it over with and get something going, but it looks like it's going to be a slow, painful death. Obamacare, the law that was heralded. And do you believe in magic? Do you really believe in the magic? Everybody did that voted for Barack Obama. Everybody did has voted for a Democrat. Now, we're going to find out some of the things, and I'm going to tell you about some things that you won't hear anywhere else coming up in the next couple minutes. First, I want you to hear what George Will had to say on the round table. He is on Fox News. For those who don't know, George Will left ABC News, went to Fox. So Fox has got a brilliant conservative mind in George Will, and this is what he had to say talking about Obamacare.
And basically they're echoing what the president said with his body language and his action when he said the employer mandate's going to be delayed. From then on, we're all operating on the same premise, which is that the Affordable Care Act cannot be implemented as written. So now we're just arguing about the details. There's no great principle involved here. And so far as I can tell, what the administration's trying to do is sell something online. They can't do it. Get Jeff Bezos. He's bought the Washington Post. Let him buy the Department of Health and Human Services. He knows how to do this. The difference is that people go to Amazon.com, A, voluntarily, and B, because they know what they want to buy. People go to healthcare.gov because they're under government coercion and they're confronted with something that poll after poll indicates they don't want to buy. So the Bezos model, I'm afraid, won't work.
Now, that's George Will's take on Obamacare, saying this part's not working. The whole thing's not going to work. It's all going to become a train wreck. And like he said, when you go to Amazon, you go there because you know what you want to buy. You go there because you want to. Now, when you go to the government website, you're being forced to. You're mandated to. You're forced by your government. People don't like to be forced, and then you're having to look up something you don't want. You don't want to have to look up, but you're forced to. So George Will hits it on the head. And now Brett Baer is going to talk to Julie from AP and listen to what they have to say.
Before we go into the website a little bit more, Julie, back to the Democrats who are now coming out for this delay. This is what Republican Senator Jeff Flake said about this. This is back in September, this strategy about pushing red state Dems.
This is going to be a tough sell in some of those red states that Democrats have to defend anyway. So I think it is quite possible. I think they'll put a lot of pressure on the leadership to go ahead and delay for a year.
I mean, that's back in September. Now we have the government shutdown and the debt ceiling increase fight. But they were predicting this back then.
And this has always been the concern for Democrats in red states and in conservative districts, that Obamacare would roll out and it wouldn't work. If it worked, they could defend votes that they took, they could defend the policy, but if it didn't work, it would put them in this incredibly difficult position. We can see the strategy that they're taking now, which is to try to call for a delay in the penalty and to try to extend the enrollment period. At this point, White House officials say that they are not ruling that out, but they are certainly not actively considering making that decision right now. They say their focus is on fixing the website, but I think if you do get more people in the president's own party that start to push him towards this, he's going to have a very difficult time telling them no.
Now, there's an interesting twist to what you just heard, talking about the red states, and now some of the Democrats wanting to delay, and it's ironic. And I want to say something so bad, but Tucker Carlson continued on the show, and he explains exactly what I'm itching to say, and I want you to hear what he had to say. Before we get to Tucker Carlson's response on the website and everything that's going on, that he was on the Fox panel right there. I want you to hear what he had to say, because it's important, because it's exactly what I was thinking the whole time and still think. But before we do, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. Let me remind you, you can go to right there on the homepage. You can go to my Facebook page, Rock Splitting Politics on Facebook. Go look it up. Sign on. Like it. We are trying to build up that page. I'll try to put some things there that you, we don't have time to get everything on the show. This show that stays up for the week, and a lot of things happen, so I will try to get some interesting thoughts and stories that you need to know about on the Facebook page. So go there, Rock Splitting Politics, like it, and let's build that up and keep in communication with each other. Now, let me tell you also, you can check out the website and order my book. Go right to my website, Rock Splitting Politics. It helps us stay on the air. We appreciate those who got the book. Some more of you need to get it for your liberal friends, for your moderate friends. For those who don't like the Tea Party, those who do like the Tea Party, those who are establishment Republicans, you need to read it. And now, let me also remind you, we got some good friends over at Freedom Works. You heard a couple weeks ago, Dean Clancy from Freedom Works, as he spoke to us about what was going on with the government shutdown. And he was a White House insider under Reagan, Bush 1, Bush 2. So he had a lot of good insight. And you can go back and listen to that in the archives. But I like him because of Freedom Works. And Freedom Works has a big team of people who will work with grassroots organizations. I know a local Tea Party group in my hometown that had one of the Freedom Works, Whitney Neal, talking about Common Core, and had a live call-in show and Skyped it, so that they could get their community involved in what's going on with the local schools and what the Common Core curriculum is, and helps us understand, because you don't get these, you don't get all the facts from somebody's pushing something. You need to know what's going on. And so that's what Freedom Works does. They help grassroots organizations. They help shine the light where some people want nothing but darkness, so they can work in their trade of liberalism. So let's visit that site by going to Matt Kibbe's picture right there on the homepage of this show. Just click on that. It'll take you right to Freedom Works. Great people. Get involved and make sure you get your grassroots organizations in contact with Freedom Works and all the resources they have. Now, as we continue the show, I told you we heard a little bit from George Will on the Brett Baier show of Fox News, and Tucker Carlson came on talking about the website design, and he knows a little bit about websites, and what he penned about what's going on, about what the Democrats are talking about now, is right on ahead. So take a listen to this.
Now to the website. Tucker, you run a website. This code is apparently 500 million lines, which is very, very in-depth, and a lot of experts say it's too much. Yes. Your thoughts on this rollout?
We've had successful health care exchanges, health insurance exchanges online since the late 1990s. You can do this. It's possible. I think the logic, though, is impossible for the White House to get around, which is, how can you penalize people for buying something they can't actually buy? They're going to have to cave. We should stop and savor the irony here. One of the reasons the government was shut down is because the president refused to budge on this question of delay, which Republicans were demanding. Now that his party is demanding it, he will cave. He has to cave. And so you will have the president agreeing with something he called appalling just 2 weeks ago. That is mindless partisanship at its most mindless.
Where does this go, George?
When they fix the website, their real problems will begin. They're going to look back on the last few weeks as the good old days. Because when people hack their way through the thickets of difficulties and get to the real choices that Obamacare offers, particularly the 2.7 million young people they're counting on to sign up, and the young people say, this is awfully expensive for something I don't want, and recoil. That is, the difficulties today are actually keeping people from seeing the bad choice they're going to have to make once they get onto the site.
Wow, did you hear that, what Tucker Carlson said, and then what George Will finished up with? He said, now it's going to look like the good old days to everybody that is trying to run Obamacare. Now it's going to look like the good old days. He knows it. And I've been telling you on this show, you've heard it over the last couple of years, it's going to be just an evil web of painstaking bureaucracy. And oh, what evil webs we weave when we practice to deceive. And we've been deceived by the false pretenses from President Obama saying, you can keep, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. Big, big lie. And he also said your premiums are going to go down $2,000 for a family. Big, big lie. He said you're going to be able to choose from a lot of different insurance policies. You know, they've mandated one. You get to, you know, one company's going to give out three or four of their different plans, but there's not like a whole 20 or 30 plans to choose from. You know, how why are they having all this trouble with the whole website? There shouldn't be a whole lot to choose from except for what George Will said. You remember when he said what they're going to find out right now, it's obscure, but once they start finding out how much this thing's going to cost them, that's when the real chaos, I'm going to call it the billfold chaos. When you get money in the back pocket, I'll just coin that phrase right now. Let's call it the back pocket chaos. That's what's going to start, and it's going to ruin Obamacare, and it's going to become the Achilles heel of this presidency. In a minute, I'm going to play a clip from Rand Paul when he's talking to Sean Hannity. And before I get to the Rand Paul part, let me just remind you again what Tucker Carlson was saying, the irony of it all, the whole shutdown of the government, because the Republicans in the House, they started saying defund Obamacare, and then they said, let's just delay it for a year. They gave the administration a get-out-of-jail card. They gave them a free pass. They gave them free parking if you play Monopoly. And they refused it. And they said, we can't do this. And now people within their own party are saying we need to delay it. And then if it is delayed, then all of a sudden, whose stock rises? The Tea Party. The people who said, let's delay it. And let's even shut down the government because we know it needs to be delayed. Huh. So does Ted Cruz, who wipes the egg off his face that threw it on there? You know, do the liberals come say, we're sorry, Ted, you were right all along? I don't think they will, but the American people are going to know something's up when the president says, this is horrible, and we're not going to do a budge, we're not going to delay it, and then he delays it. And all of a sudden, we got a president that's been like that ever since he's been in. He doesn't know how to take a position and stick with it. All right, I just had to let you know that. And as this show, we got to get to this clip about Sean Hannity talking about Obamacare, and he'd made a phone call trying to find out what it was going to be like to get on Obamacare. And then he's speaking with Rand Paul, who used to be an ophthalmologist, has practiced medicine for 20 years, Senator Rand Paul. And remember, I talked to him a couple weeks ago when I was in D.C., and got to meet with a small group of people with Rand Paul, and I mentioned that in last week's show. So go back and listen to last week's show if you didn't get to. But Senator Rand Paul talking with Sean Hannity right here.
You can't make this up, Senator.
Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me. I've dealt with government for over 20 years in the practice of medicine, and if we have a question we want to ask Medicare, it can sometimes take an hour. The people in my office would get on speed dial and just keep dialing over and over, and then they'll only answer two questions. So the government's just not very efficient at handling this, and that's why it's a big danger turning a sixth of your economy, our health care is a sixth of our economy, turning all that over to government in one fell swoop. I really think the glitches are going to last quite a while.
Yeah, well, the other thing is I was on the air today. We made another call in. First we got hung up on. Then I made another call. Then I was put on hold, and they played nice government music for me. And then finally she said, no, I got to recommend you to a supervisor. The supervisor's telling this poor girl what to tell me, and eventually shut him down, shut him down. That's what the phone line did today.
Yeah. Now, I don't anticipate that this is going to resolve itself soon. And the big thing that I think people are going to discover about this is that if you mandate what is included in your insurance policy, but you say it has to cover all kinds of new things that haven't been covered, it has to be more expensive. There's no way it can be cheaper. It has to be more expensive if you mandate what it includes.
Thank you, Senator Rand Paul. And anybody that's listened to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics know I've had doctors on, people telling you, and we've said over and over again, and one doctor made it about as easy as you can remember. You know, you can go out and buy a car, but if you buy the car and it's guaranteed to be full of gas, they'll pay for the gas, they'll pay for oil change, they'll pay for new wipers, they'll put new tires on. Now, if you go out and buy that car where everything's guaranteed to be free, then is that car going to cost you a lot more? You better bet you it's going to cost you a lot more. And that's what this Obamacare boondoggle has done, going into these different insurance policies. And if you don't have in that policy what they force you to have as an insurance carrier, if you don't put that in there, then, you know, you're no longer in business. And guess what? When you add all these things that are, quote, free, the premiums are going up for everybody. You know, capitalism, you can't make a square peg go in a round hole. And that's not capitalism when you mandate all these things the way you want them to be. You might as well be a single-payer plan, which I think is what they're planning on doing all along, give everybody Medicaid. You know, I've told you about that. That's what it seems I think they really want to do. And, boy, that Senator Rand Paul, former practiced medicine for over 20 years, ophthalmologist, and just like he said, you know, you can't just add stuff for free and not expect prices to go sky high for everybody that's paying. And you know what? When the government pays the subsidies, you know, they're going to skyrocket beyond what was estimated by the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO. And the time is running on. I'd love to talk more on that, but we got this week's Tombstone of the Week Award with none other than my grand favorite Democrat, and that is Nancy Pelosi, former Speaker of the House, who said, "We have to pass this bill to know what's in it." Well, this is what she had to say about the Obamacare rollout. Let's roll it.
Well, I think somebody should fix it. And I'm a big, I'm a big believer, coming from where I do in California, I have great confidence in technology and its ability to...
Do you believe in magic, Nancy? Do you really believe in magic?
Bring fresh eyes to the subject and fix it so that we can go forward. Just fix it. Just fix it. As I said.
I think she does. I think she really believes in Obamacare magic. I believe she's dreaming a dream that nobody's dreamed before.
Well, there certainly is accountability internally in terms of what decisions were made when on all of this. But I think that our focus and energy should be used to fix it because the American people are depending on it, and it's going to be a beautiful thing in their lives to have that freedom of, I keep talking about, life, healthier life, liberty, the freedom to pursue of their happiness, not chained to a policy.
Not chained to a policy. Why do you think people have to go to the government health care? They've been mandated. The policy is becoming an albatross around their necks. They've been held down with the slavery of mandating something they have to buy. The government mandates it. You talk about shackled, Miss Pelosi. You have shackled America.
Able to follow their passion. And that's how I see this. Fix the technology, and let's not get too bogged down on what happens if they're not able to fix it. Because, as I say, I believe in technology.
Well, Nancy, I must say, you must really believe in magic. You believe in the magic of Obamacare. You did when you put it together and said, we have got to pass it to find out what's in it. We're finding out what's in it. It doesn't work. We knew it wasn't going to work. And you were a dreamer. You were a dreamer, said it's going to work. All the premiums would go down. Everything was nirvana. You passed it in 2010, had over 3 years to put it together. And it's a train wreck, Nancy Pelosi. And that's why you get this week's Tombstone of the Week Award. Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics gives Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi the Tombstone of the Week Award for all her ingenuity in wrecking the American economy and wrecking American health care and wrecking what we are going to have to put up with until enough people wake up and put an end to this insult to freedom in America, freedom in health care, freedom in finding the doctor you want, freedom in finding the best health care we can. And the freedom will begin when we get every Democrat that voted for this pushed out of office. There's two ways we can end Obamacare before 2016 with a new president. One way is legislatively. How do you do it? Get every Democrat that voted for it, get them kicked out of office, get people in there that are, you know, when this train wreck happens, hey, you know, we could see some chaos and everybody frustrated. And I don't care how the news gets on the side of Barack Obama. He's not running. It's these Democrats that everybody's going to have to put their anger into. And you say it can't happen. Nancy Pelosi believes in magic. Why can't we? We can believe we can get a veto-proof House and a veto-proof Senate. Let's go for it. And the other way it can be defeated is some lawsuits that are still out there that we've talked about before on the show. They're still working through the system. So it's not over. The fat lady, everybody thought she'd sung. But anyway, I think we'll have to wait and see. Everybody said it is the law of the land. But just like we said, slavery was the law of the land. We got rid of it. Let's get rid of Obamacare. The best way to do it, like I told you last week's show, President Barack Obama, I agree with him when he said if Republicans want to change policy, they need to win some elections. Let's get out there and win some. Win every one of them. Every Democrat that voted for this. Get them out of office. Get somebody in there with some brains that knows what a real train wreck is and avoids the train wrecks. And in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be trying to get a hold of Brian Brown from National Organization for Marriage. His group is the one that someone leaked an IRS document out of the IRS, which is a felony. It is a criminal offense. It's been brought before a congressional hearing. And so we're going to get an update from Brian Brown and the National Organization for Marriage and see what's going on that front. And we'll also keep you posted on some things that people aren't talking about now. And you'll need to listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics to find out what you need to know. You're not going to hear anywhere else, but you hear on this show. And I guarantee you that. Appreciate you listening. Tell your friends and neighbors. We keep growing because of you. Go to the Facebook page. Click on and like it. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.